Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, folks. WWL is the home of the New Orleans Pelicans. Tonight, they are taking on the Portland Trail Blazers in the Smoothie King Center. You can catch all the excitement right here. Pre-game 6:30, tip-off 7 p.m. over on the Big 870 WWL AM. Go Pels. Help us break down things with the birds. Going to the nest, Ali Cosell, credentialed NBA reporter who covers the Pelicans. Ali, how's it been going, man? I know it's been a rough start to the year. Hope you are doing well at least.
Hey, Steve. Yeah, we were all hoping for, I think, much better start by the Pelicans. You know, 2-8 out of the gates, not good. But, hey, maybe they can get right on this long home stand, right? 5 games in a row at home, then it's really 8 of their next 9 at home.
Yeah, and I think a big boost for that would be possibly the addition of your superstar in Zion Williamson. We heard from head coach Willie Green. I know that he did do some one-on-one drills today and also has been cleared for contact. So now we just got to wait for that ramp-up period now, I guess, as he comes back from that hamstring issue.
Yeah, that's good because it sounds like he may be on schedule, right? We were told, what was it, about 8 days ago that he's going to be out for at least 7 to 10 days before he gets evaluated again. And so, right, you know, we're about a couple of days away from when he was supposed to be evaluated. And so sounds like the work's already begun, but yeah, that ramp up period, especially when it comes to Zion, what we've learned is it takes a little bit of time. Right? So I'm curious, does this mean he may be out another week, maybe possibly even two? I don't know. It all depends on roughly his abilities, right? Is he going to experience any setbacks, any soreness? Because that would, of course, be problematic.
We know how much of a dominant force he is on the court, Ali. With Zion, do you think the lack of his availability to start this season has definitely, you know, contributed to the team getting off to this slow start?
Oh, there's no doubt. And look, I know a lot of people may point to the fact that the two Pelicans wins so far have come without him in the lineup. The simple fact is when you just watch this team, it's missing, you know, a central score playmaker, right? A significant threat on the court. So while some of the guys have really stepped up their games, especially the two rookies, right? They've become the two biggest offensive hubs with both Zion and Jordan Poole out, but you still need that guy back. And this is a league where you need to rely heavily on your stars because they take all that gravity, right? So all of a sudden Trey Murphy's not facing the opposing team's best defender and things like that. And Zion's not there. Of course, that doesn't happen. So offense is struggling, and it could be better if he was to return for sure.
Yeah, one of the big problems for this Pel squad that, you know, that I'm just seeing watching the games is the defensive effort out there. And it becomes I start questioning, is it effort or is it scheme personnel? What exactly is going on with the team? Because it just seems that a lot of times players don't care on the court, and I think that's one of the worst things you can see.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you feel like you've seen some indifference, right? So out of the 10 games, you've had 2 wins, 4 close losses, but also 4 blowouts.
Right.
And in those blowouts, you saw the breakdowns, right? Whether it's guys just being out of position. And if you look at just some stats, right, the Pelicans are the worst team in the NBA in covering the pick and roll. So when you have things like that, that tells you, of course, they just don't understand things. And your eyes tell you that. You'll see two guys chase the same ball So all of a sudden the roller's completely free. That just can't happen. But again, that's something that's coachable and fixable. But then at other times you see, for instance, guys not putting bodies to box out, right? So limiting the opponent to one shot. And that's just an effort thing. So I've seen a mixture of both. And for a guy that came in simply stating one thing, and I'm talking about Joe Dumars saying, we're going to be competitive. What we saw last year is not going to happen going down the road. But we're kind of seeing the same things from last year, aren't we, Steve? So that's a big problem for this franchise. I'm curious if they can shake the cobwebs.
Yeah.
Or, you know, does this mean Willie Green's, you know, job is really in jeopardy still, even though they've got two wins under their belts?
You know, you mentioned with Willie Green there, we heard the audio before you came on of him pregame. Man, oh, man, I was like, the guy need an energy drink or some coffee? He just sounded really down. And I'm just wondering, did Willie maybe see these reports of him right now that they're saying he needs a win tonight to save his job? I don't know how necessarily true that is, but the rumblings are out there, and you have to at least listen to some of the chirping going on in the social media sphere.
Well, I'm sure Willie hears, and if he doesn't, people tell him, right? Whether it's family, friends, maybe even other Pelican staffers. But here's the thing. This is who Willie is, right? So, and honestly, before every game, he is as even-keeled as you'll find a head coach. It's just his demeanor, right? I mean, Tyronn Lue of the Clippers, the same. There's a lot of head coaches like that. So, no, just tonight specifically, I don't see this out of anything out of the ordinary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
For Willie.
When you look at the team right now, you rely on a lot on these young players contributing. But what do you see like from a guy in DeAndre Jordan who may not be getting those minutes, but I feel like he's like this valuable, you know, guru on the bench to help lead some of these young guys?
Oh, he's definitely a necessary component because it's very easy to hang your heads. Or if you're a rookie like Derek Queen, to make a lot of mistakes, but he'll be the first one to help correct him when something does happen, right? So it can't always be the coaching staff. Players usually honestly like listening to other players. And so DeAndre Jordan's probably been in his ear ever since he got here. And so I think that's a good thing. That's just going to speed up the development of Queen and really all the rookies on this team, all the young guys. So I've just heard, you know, we hear a lot about Jose and we see his persona. I heard DeAndre Jordan's been just as big for a lot of these guys, even though he's been here such a short time.
Looking at one of the main components to this team scoring right now, Trey Murphy, things have gotten, I guess, a little bit better for him since the start of the season. But, man, oh, man, we need those Treys to hit for Trey more often.
Yeah, and it would be nice to see Trey start getting more to the free throw line, to the rim, right? I thought last year he did a much better job of scoring really anywhere on the court, using his dribble to get there or just really attacking in straight lines. I feel like we haven't seen that this year, right? I haven't seen the Trey Murphy of last year before the shoulder injury. I think his three balls come around, just like most of the team, right? If you looked at the stats, the first four games, the Pelicans were one of the worst three-point shooting teams, both in volume and efficiency. But since that time, of course, outside of their last loss in Phoenix, they've been really on fire. Before the Phoenix loss, their previous five games, Steve, they were fourth in three-point shooting. So three-point shooting's actually not been the biggest problem for this team. It's just really a lot of other things.
Looking at the, you know, the bench right now with this squad, when you see the new players come onto the court, how do you feel that the energy level is there? And I know we've seen some of the lulls, whether it be, you know, the second quarter, third quarter, even the first quarter, there seems to be those definitely down periods when there's a shift on the floor to me. And I'm just wondering, how do you get more energy overall from these guys coming out there?
Yeah, there's no doubt that's been the case. I mean, in the Pelicans' two wins, Jose Alvarado, Derek Queen, Sadiq Bey, when he was coming off the bench, they were probably the biggest proponents in pushing the Pelicans those two wins. And so, yeah, most of your injury resides on the bench when your team is fully healthy. I will say, though, when they've been fully healthy, when you have Eve Missy starting at center, the starting five actually has been decent. The problem is, I think they've had, seven or eight different starting lineups already through 10 games. So I think that's where more so the issues lie, right? When you have that, and then, of course, the last handful of games you don't have Zion, you're bound to get off to slow starts, right? Because all of a sudden you're going up against a team that's got an all-NBA player where they have, you know, and he's surrounded by two effective three-point shooters. Like, I'm talking about Devin Booker being surrounded by Grayson Allen, and take your pick on whoever else was making shots against the Pels. They don't have that right now. And I think that's really a big part of the reason why they're starting off so slowly. You got subs going up against legitimate starters, and it's a lot of these subs, they're not used to playing with one another. And I know it's an old excuse, but it really does hold true. You got to know where you're going to be on the court, where guys like it, the ball getting on the court and such. And that's why I thought the offense looked super clunky against Phoenix, right? I saw Phoenix seemed to get anywhere they wanted to and easily. Pelicans were going up against the shot clock every possession. I think that's why. They're just, these guys aren't cohesive right now.
Ollie, you mentioned Eve Missy. I didn't even get to him. How's he doing? Is he going to be on the court tonight?
I think he should, because he was available for next game, but I had heard he only had a bit of a practice under his belt, and he probably wasn't fully 100%. I think he got hit with some nasty, nasty bug, so it's taken him a while to get over, but I think he should be good to go tonight.
Yeah, that bug's been going around my kiddo's football team, so I get that there for sure. Mm-hmm. You mentioned with Jose Alvarado, definitely seems like one of the big vocal leaders of this squad right now. Who else do you see as those main dudes right now getting these players motivated? And is it a guy like the youngster in Jeremiah Fears out there being vocal and that barking dog already?
Yeah, Steve, wasn't it fun just seeing Jeremiah and Derek Queen, even though the Pelicans are losing by 20-plus and it was the fourth quarter, they went right at Dylan Brooks, right? He's a guy that's one of the biggest mouths in the NBA, likes to talk smack. But these two rookies stood up to him. So you've got to think that, yeah, they're going to be vocal, trying to just get the guys up or get themselves up to push this team to some more wins, right? Everybody knows that's what's lacking. But I will say, besides Jose Alvarado, you know, honestly, and when we talked about DeAndre Jordan, I think Herb Jones, and he doesn't get enough credit because we, on whether it's TV or as fans, don't see him talking much, but I know he is always in people's ears, teammates' ears, especially on the practice court, behind the scenes in the locker room. So I think Herb Jones does a lot of talking, just doesn't get credit enough for it.
And Ollie, last one, looking at this Portland Trailblazers squad that's in here tonight. Do know, you know, Drew Holiday back in town. He's with the Blazers right now. What else can we expect from this team? I know they're 5-5 on the season.
Yeah, Portland, I mean, what, they've beaten Oklahoma City. They almost beat the Magic in their last game. So this is a team that you shouldn't take lightly, right? I mean, I know that they don't have any really star names, and they've been kind of down in the dumps for the last few years, but they've got talent. And here's the thing. Those guys, all seemingly the whole roster, they try hard. So I was a little bit surprised, actually, when Chauncey Billups was arrested, that I thought maybe they'd be slow out of the gates, right? Mm-hmm. You lose your head coach. All of a sudden, you know, it's probably setting some disarray in the locker room, but that hasn't been the case. Tiago Splitter was hired by the Trailblazers immediately after the Billups news, and I think he's done a magnificent job with these guys. But you're right, Drew Holiday's kind of the head of the snake. He's that leader that they've lacked for a couple of years since Damian Lillard got traded away. So he's got these guys all playing hard, and they're playing together. And they've been a lot of fun. It's like what I kind of expect to see out of the Pelicans, right? You thought this team, because they went to Australia, all talked highly and positive, wanting to move on from last year. I thought this team had enough talent to be kind of like the Trailblazers, but it hasn't worked out.
Awesome stuff, as always, Ollie, hearing from you. Hopefully, Pellies can get this home stamp started out right with that victory this evening over Portland. Thank you so much for the time, and hopefully we do enjoy this game this evening.
Yeah, I hope that the duds are gone for a while, because otherwise, you know, I hate to say it, but Willie Green, yeah, he may not be around for too much longer if that's the case.
Yeah, it seems like that the crawfish pot is a boiling.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Ollie.
All right, Steve. Take care, buddy.
Ollie Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans, joining us there. Folks, right now you can tune over to 870 AM WWL. They've got pregame coverage of the Pelicans taking on the Portland Trailblazers. That tip-off coming up at 7 p.m. over on 870 AM. Right now we're taking a break here on Sports Talk. We shall return with even more. Stay tuned right after this on WWL 105.3 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.